I pulled up the eye.
Love told
me. The weak and no one but you in them. The righteous. I pulled up the lion. The weak and few and no one but you in them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak are few when no one pursuing them. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak are few when no one pursuing them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak are flee when no one pursuing them. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak are flee when no one pursuing them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak when no one pursuing them. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak flee when no one pursuing them. For the Lord is the righteous. He is the King of kings. And the Lord is the righteous. He is the King of kings. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak are flee when no one pursuing them. The righteous abode of the lion. The weak are flee when no one pursuing them. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. For the Lord is with the righteous. He's the King of kings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 28, verse 1 says, the righteous are bold as a lion, but the wicked flee when no one pursues them. The righteous are bold as a lion, the wicked flee when no one pursues them. Proverbs 28, verse 1. There's no rest for the wicked. You can see what is happening right now, and you see God is punishing the wicked. All those who thought they can terrorize us here in America, God is beginning to terrorize them, and they are paying dearly for the evils they did against this nation. We give God the glory, giving us victory over all our enemies. Those who thought they can torment us, God is tormenting them already. We are lost, anointed. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment is condemned. God has given us victory over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We are the Lord's anointed. Today, we're going to be talking about the woman God uses as we prepare for the Mother's Day weekend. Mothers are a great blessing. God loves the women also. All the way from Genesis, after God created Adam, he made Eve to be a helpmeet, a companionship to love and to procure children. And so the women are important to God also. In the ministry of Jesus, the women were prominent. Mary and Martha and all the other women Even Jesus had a mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus. That tells you how important women are in the hands of God. At the cross, the women were there. At the resurrection, the women were there. Even during the ascension, the women were also there. All this is to prove to you that there is something about women. Women are a great blessing. We appreciate them this weekend. Wherever you are, anywhere in the world, please appreciate the women. They are great people. They've been working very hard, helping and ministering to people's needs, taking care of children, taking care of family, supporting the work of God, and a lot of things women are doing around the world. And I know we need to appreciate women. We need to honor them today. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, that your deeds will be long in the land. This is the first commandment with promise. Honor your father and mother, that your deeds will be long in the land. For this is the first commandment with promise. God wants us to honor our fathers and honor our mothers also. We have mothers in Christ, we have our natural mothers, we have mothers who play one role or the other in our lives. We need to honor them. All the great women of God in the Bible, you read about Sarah, you read about Rebecca, you read about Elizabeth, Esther. God used them for different reasons. Deborah, and so many other women of God, Phoebe and all the rest of them. I remember particularly Esther in the book of Esther chapter 4, verse 16. The book of Esther chapter 4, verse 16. She led a prayer and fasting meeting that led to the deliverance of Israel. God used that mightily to pray and intercede in Esther chapter 4, verse 16. And through her ministry, God granted deliverance to a whole nation. That tells you the usefulness of women in ministry, in life, in the community. Women are important as well as men. We're not going to ignore them. God loves them. And so we must love them. We must appreciate them. And we need to thank God for their lives. As the Mother's Day weekend comes in, everyone must show an appreciation to a woman, wherever they are. Send them greeting cards, send them gifts, take them out to eat, give them something to make them happy, you know, and God will bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to the end. It talks about the virtuous woman. Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 10. It says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. He has her husband faithfully trust her, so he will have lack of gain. She does him good and evil in the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly. She is like the mesh. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides for her household and a portion of maid servant. She considers the field and buys it from her property. She puts a vine. She guides herself with strength and strengthens her arm. She perceives that her body is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distant and hands. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hand to the needy, and so on and so forth. See, the virtuous woman. Here in Proverbs chapter 31, Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to the end, it talks about the virtuous woman, the hardworking woman, the prayerful woman, the woman who does things for her home, for her family, helps the children, helps the community. And that is what God wants of our women, to be dedicated, to be anointed, the woman God uses. Which woman will God use? Women must make their lives available for God to use. The problem we have today with women is character problem. Character problem. The fruit of the Spirit are not there. There's so much going on right now about women liberation, male and gender strife, and all kind of stuff is going on. When God created Adam, He made Eve, the woman, to be a helpmeet, to be a source of encouragement, to help the man to establish, for them to build a home together, to love one another. God does not make the woman to usurp authority over the man. That's not the purpose of God. Of course, the scripture says, husband, love your wife, and then women submit. The woman is to submit to the man. The man is to love. As the scripture says, submit yourself to one another. That doesn't mean usurping authority over the man. All the confusion we have today in marriages and homes is because of one person leaving his position, leaving her position to occupy the other person's position. The woman must be the woman. The man must be the man. The man is the head of the house. More of the time, women want to usurp authority over the men. They take the place of the man. They want to lead. They want to control. The spirit of Jezebel is all over the place. The only time Jezebel ruled Ahab was to mislead Israel into idolatrous worship. That is not the intention of God. The man is he. The woman is to support, to be a helpmeet. You read about Sarah, the book of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah, the unity, oneness, to the extent that Sarah called Abraham Lord. Sarah called Abraham Lord. See, it's a symbol of submission and respect. Reverencing her husband, she called her husband Lord. That's what it should be in her heart. All these male and female gender strife, all these women's liberation, trying to make yourself superior to the man, that's not what God intends. God intends companionship, love, home, peace. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4 to 13, it talks about love. The nature of love is peace, it's long-suffering, it's temperance. Love is patience, love is kindness. Love is meekness and temperance, endurance. Being patient with one another. Why is there so much divorce today? People are not patient. They are not enduring. There's no long suffering. It's character problems. Character problem is what we have today. The fruit of the Spirit is not there. People want to make themselves prostitutes. And divorce and remarry. That's not what God intends. The Bible says that God hates divorce. So that spirit of divorcing and remarriage, that's not the spirit of God. The spirit of sexual perversion, sexual immorality. God intends that people should live with their husband, stay with your wife, stay with your husband. That's what it's all about. Why will you have so many men in your life, so many husbands? And then the men also have so many women involved in their lives, so many wives. That's not the plan of God. There should be a holy matrimony. Then the scripture says marriage is honorable and beds undefiled. Adulterers and fornicators, God will judge. Adulterers and fornicators, God will judge. God intends for us to have happy homes, happy families. When we have mothers that are motherly, taking care of the children, taking care of the family, like the righteous woman, all will be well. Confusion begins when you don't play your role. Today, I want to pray for women all over the world. God laid in my heart to pray for women. And wherever you are, in anywhere in the world, there is no distance in prayer. I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus that God will bless women, that you will be mothers indeed, that you will be the mother God wants you to be, the mother that is a virtuous woman, a blessing to her husband, blessing to her family, blessing to the community where you are, blessing to people. May you not be a problem. May you not have the spirit of Jezebel, rebellious spirit. May God deliver you from such evil spirits, unhealthy competition, strife. That's not the spirit of God. We bind it. We cast it away in Jesus' name. I ask that the Holy Spirit will possess you and use you. God is looking for people to use. May he fill you with the Holy Spirit and the power of God, so that you will be a vessel of honor and instrument in the hand of God. The devil will not use you in the name of Jesus. God will use you for which he has created you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to email me, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. Visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. Feel free to call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. You want to write us, it is Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Our Miracles Radio, Post Office 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. Send us your prayer requests, your questions, and what you want us to pray about, and we know God will meet you at your point of need. We also invite you to come and worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Welcome you to come with your families and friends. Jesus loves you. We all love you too. Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m., Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. daily. We have word explosion and miracle services. God will do you good as you come. Welcome you to come and receive anointed Rhema word of God that will change your life for the better. Felicia and I say we love you. Jesus loves you too. Wish you long life and prosperity. A blessed Mother's Day weekend. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.